This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Luna. Luna, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be back at your brass level. And we would like to once again express our greetings to the active view, as well as we express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with the astroview. And we would like to take a moment once again before we begin to suggest that there exists for each of you that opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication, or that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information that's possible for you to participate in. You see, as a result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, you'll find that it's quite easy for you to enter into what we like to refer to as that altered state of consciousness or meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness have that capacity or ability to interact with and share with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, as a result of the energy that you have created, you'll find that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. And it is indeed something that we would suggest each of you use that opportunity to enjoy. Because you see, the information that we give to you is somewhat limited through this use of the vocabulary. And as well, should you wish to listen to the information, it's always available to you at your so-called latter date. So, we encourage you to become involved in that silent communication, to enter into that altered state of consciousness, but as always, of course, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, I'd like to speak to you this afternoon about this new age, new energy, about some of the experiences that are occurring in your so-called earth system, and how, through various types of interactions, you not only have the capacity to affect, but do affect those changes, that as individuals, and indeed as a comprehensive total of the human rest that's existing within your earth system, how you are affecting this earth system in this new age and new energy in a manner that was not only very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, but for many was something that you never experienced in your so-called past. And so you're into this new age and new energy. We've spoke of it many times. You, in the year of 2012, completed a transformation, a very subtle shift in the energy that you utilized to create this reality that you experienced in this vibrational level. A transformation that occurred over the expanse of 25 years of your so-called passage of time. A 25-year passage of time that you, even in your subconscious state, desired to experience in order to make it more real, in order to validate that there was indeed some type of an evolutionary process going on, even though it was experienced, if you wish, at a level that you were only capable of connecting with at the very, very most advanced levels of consciousness that you can experience while maintaining an existence in this vibrational level. But even at that level of existence, even in your so-called very deepest dream state, or in what you refer to as your between incarnational state, it still exists within this vibrational level and to a certain extent still are under the effects of this so-called veil that you put in place that limits the capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And as you exist under that veil, although the understanding of time and space becomes much more available to you in those particular levels of consciousness, nonetheless, you still exist within this belief that time and space exist. You believe in past life regressions. You believe in future life possibilities. It's difficult to grasp the concept that it's all in the now. It's difficult to grasp the concept that this transformation into this new age and new energy occurs in the now. Time and space are illusionary. An explanation that is denied through the utilization of a vocabulary is something that you can experience absolutely to a certain extent in your altered states of consciousness. And so you entered into this new age and new energy. A transformation, once again, a very subtle transformation of the energy that you utilize to create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level. A shift in the energy that you utilize to the point where, in this new age, possible for you to create in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your so-called old age and old energy, if you wish. A creation process that's affected by your consciousness, your awake consciousness, your altered state of consciousness in your meditative states, and your altered state of consciousness in your dream states, absolutely. Affected once again in a manner that was difficult to achieve in your so-called past. You see, there have been times in your so-called history, in other incarnational periods, where you put in place, for lack of better terminology, certain particular experiences that you were destined to have occur within a particular incarnational period. In your altered states of consciousness, you made the choices as to what it was that you would experience. And for the most part, you lived within the expectations of what it was that you put in place in those altered states of consciousness. It's not that you didn't have the capacity to alter your reality consciously. It's just that you chose to believe that it was not possible. You chose to exist within a reality where the possibilities were put in place in your altered state of consciousness, and they became probabilities in a particular incarnational period, which you might refer to as fate, something that appeared to be beyond your control. It was just how it was. As you changed those beliefs, if you wish, you begin to understand that it's possible for you to create and to influence your reality consciously. And in this new age and new energy, it's possible in a manner that was very difficult, once again, for you to achieve in your so-called past. Not impossible. There were many entities that became quite proficient at altering your consciousness from altering your reality from a conscious perspective, as opposed to simply existing within the beliefs and belief systems that they had brought into a particular incarnational period. In this new age and new energy, however, not only is it possible for each of you to influence your reality from your conscious state, you do it whether you believe it or not. You see, that's the irony. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. There are no exceptions. And in this new age and new energy, the belief you hold and that you dwell upon, if you wish, that you hold into the front of your consciousness, that you are aware of consciously, becomes a reality in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. the attribute of influencing the reality by the thoughts and feelings, by the choices and decisions that you hold in your consciousness. Some understand what it is that is occurring in a more particular, if you wish, about the thoughts and feelings that they hold, about what it is that they desire. But nonetheless, in this new age and new energy, the conscious thoughts and feelings are influencing your reality in a manner that has not occurred in your so-called past. We have suggested that it's possible for you to enter into this new age and new energy and not be aware at all of what's occurring. We've suggested that you don't have to consciously participate in this creation process. We've suggested that it's possible for you to believe that you still exist in that old energy and do not accept this concept that you are having an influence on your reality from a conscious state. However, because you believe that in your conscious state, does not necessarily make it so. You see, many believe in their conscious state that they're not in control. Many believe in their conscious state that this reality that they experience is simply based upon pure choice, or based upon fate where there is no choice. You see, it doesn't matter what you believe. You create the reality to validate the belief system, but you still create the reality. That's the important part to remember. Whether you believe or not is not as important as what the belief is. If you believe you're not in control, then you perpetually experience certain day-to-day activities that validate that belief system that you're not in control. And it's not right or wrong, you can have that. The spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief you hold and does so without judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, or something you should or should not experience. That's your choice, that's your belief. And so in this new age and new energy, you may choose to believe that you're not in control, and you once again will experience all types of realities that validate that belief system for each personal and individual. However, it doesn't suggest for a minute that you're not in control. It simply validates a belief that you experience in your conscious state. At some level of your consciousness, you know absolutely that you are in control. And it's that spark of consciousness that creates the reality without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. And so in this new age and new energy, what you hold in your consciousness, in your forward thinking, if you wish, has an effect upon the reality that you've experienced. Once again, in a manner that was not experienced in your so-called old energy. And so, when an individual holds the belief that various circumstances are going to occur within your Earth system, you begin to create a belief that certain things are possible. When you hold the belief within your consciousness, it affects the people that you interact with, the other entities that you interact with. When you as an individual encounter another individual, for example, who happens to have a very positive attitude, that positive attitude, even though that individual may do nothing except exists within a particular area that you are in contact with, still affects how you feel. That particular attitude can be contagious. And we use the example of someone with a positive attitude, positive that you would view as being a desirable attitude in your awakened consciousness state. The spark of consciousness, once again, that you are, has no such judgment. It's your awakened consciousness state that makes that judgment. And conversely, it could be a negative attitude. If you experience similar reactions, so when you hold these attitudes, positive, negative, they influence the entities that you are surrounded with, and you each interact with each other. You see, you are not alone, and you are not separate. The energy that you feel and that you are is connected to the energy of each and every other entity in this entire vibrational level. You are one. You are not separate. And so how you feel, how you experience, and how you interpret your day-to-day activities affects those that surround you. And so when you have a group of individuals who hold a certain belief system or positive attitude, if you wish, then it begins to take on a different concept in terms of the capacity to create a reality. The human consciousness belief system has much more effect, if you wish, upon the reality that you experience than the individual realities and belief systems that each of you hold and experience. For example, the human consciousness belief system is such that you believe that you must consume oxygen in order to exist in this vibrational level. It's not necessary. But it's a human consciousness belief system that you bought into. It's a human consciousness belief system that you agreed to participate in and to facilitate and to perpetuate. Well, similarly, you have as a human consciousness put in place this new age and new energy with the capacity and the understanding that your conscious beliefs and your conscious thoughts and feelings would influence the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. That's a human consciousness alternation of your energy that you utilize to create this reality. It's not an individual who decided. It's not one individual who thinks, well, I'm in this new age and new energy, but no one else is. The new age and new energy exists, and you are each in it. You have the capacity to choose to believe whether or not you're in it. If you don't have the capacity to exist without it, it's there. It's who and what you truly are. It's part of your human consciousness creation process. You all agreed. It's a consensus, and you can't step out of it without great difficulty. And so what you hold in place in your so-called awakened consciousness that influences others that surround you in a manner, once again, that was difficult to achieve in your past. And so when you have a group of individuals in a society in which we have talked about societal belief systems and the effect that they can have and do have on your reality, when you have a society who begin to hold a common belief, then you definitely enhance the creation process to bring that common belief into reality so that you can experience it. And once again, what you experience in your awakened consciousness that is not right or wrong from the position of which you create your reality. That's a difficult concept to grasp, but one that is an absolute. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether the reality you experience is right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. Now, you, as individuals, influence those around you, and those around you influence you as well. And when you as a society begin to hold certain belief systems, then you enhance the possibility of creating that reality. It goes from a possibility into a probability, and you experience it, you create it. And it doesn't matter whether you in your awakened consciousness state view it to be right or wrong. That again is a very important element that we continuously bring back to grasp that concept. In this new age and new energy, it's not that you're creating everything that you think would have been positive. Everything that you thought would have been a very joyous and happy creation. You create that which you hold in your consciousness as being a probability to occur. And the spark of consciousness that you are grants to you that which you believe in. Without judging whether it's right or wrong. Rejoicing in the creation process. So you, as a society, for example, have a tremendous influence upon the reality that you experience. We're not just talking about the reality you experience when you interact with another individual, but your entire universe. You create it all. That's the difficult part to grasp in your awakened consciousness state when you've gone to such great extents to put in place this type of energy that limits your capacity to have that understanding, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but to a certain extent through all of the levels of consciousness that it's possible for you to experience while you exist in this vibrational level. And so you put in place those limitations. You choose to put in place this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and how it is that you actually do create this reality. Not just, once again, the day-to-day interactions that you have with other entities, but the entire universe that you exist in. You are one. You exist in each and every atom of the entire universe. As difficult as that is to grasp, you are the energy that creates the universe, and consequently, you are the universe. And so when you as a society and as a human consciousness begin to believe that certain events are occurring within your universe and within your earth systems, you can have that. Not only can have it, but ironically, you do have it. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's such a simple concept, and yet so difficult to apply in your awakened consciousness state when you go to such great lengths to limit your capacity to have that understanding in all levels of consciousness in this vibrational level. So when an entity and a group of entities and a society begin to believe that certain events are going to occur in your earth systems, you experience it. As difficult as it is to grasp, it's really a very simple concept. You as a human consciousness, particularly in various societies, are beginning to believe that as a result of your activities, you're influencing and changing your system. And when you hold that belief, and when you hold that belief not only as an individual, but as a society, you begin to experience the reflections of that belief system in your day-to-day activities, in the experiences that you have in your day-to-day activities. And so you, as a society, and some societies worse than others, begin to believe that once again the actions that you are having, the actions that you are participating in, are having a tremendous impact upon your earth systems, and as a result, your earth is changing. And you in your awake consciousness state look upon this as a very negative occurrence. The spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process. The spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in validating your belief systems. Does not judge whether it's right or wrong. Does not judge whether it's something you should or should not experience. Does not judge whether it's desirable or not desirable. But simply rejoices in the creation process, in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's such an easy concept to grasp. such an easy explanation, and yet so difficult to fully comprehend the fact that you have upon your reality. Many people choose to believe they have absolutely no control at all. And as we have suggested many times, you have all types of realities to validate that belief system. You have no control. There's this fact that things could occur. And if it's a belief that you hold that it's negative things that occur out of this fact, if you hold the negative feelings and belief systems as opposed to positive feelings and belief systems, then the stock of consciousness that you are creates the negative beliefs and belief systems and realities to validate those beliefs and belief systems. And does so as readily and as joyously as it creates what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as positive and desirable realities. It's a difficult concept to grasp, particularly when the experiences you are having in your awakened consciousness state are experiences that you look upon as being less than desirable. It's much easier when it's the other way. It's much easier when the reality that you're experiencing is what you in your awakened consciousness there would view as a positive reality. All right, then I can accept the responsibility for that. But look at the things I've done here. I've taken certain steps that have created a reality that I desired, and it's a positive reality. It's one that brings joy into my existence. And then there are the other realities that bring in certain elements that are in your awakened consciousness state viewed as not being so joyful. But once again, the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation of it all. It's such a simple concept to understand and to express that this reality is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. Such a simple, simple concept. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you believe you're not in control, then you will experience realities to validate you are not in control. And those experiences will create emotions and feelings. And those emotions and feelings are what you desire to experience and why you exist in this vibrational level in the first place. And so when you hold in your consciousness state the belief that your earth system is changing, then many of your scientists and individuals are referring to as global changing or a global warming phenomena, and you believe that that's not only possible but that it's occurring, and then you hold the belief as well that if that occurs it can't be good. If that occurs, there has to be certain alterations in the reality that will not be good for the earth system or for the individuals existing in this incarnational period. And you create that as well. You create it all. It's an illusion. It becomes so difficult to give an explanation when it's more based upon a feeling than something that can be explained through the use of a vocabulary. But this reality that you experience is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and it's an illusion. And yet in your awakened consciousness state, you view it as being one of the most solid, if you wish, most real existences that it's possible for you to experience. And yet we would suggest it's exactly the opposite. It is the most illusionary reality that you can experience. When you are in your altered states of consciousness, when you are in your meditative states and in your dream states, you are much closer to the true reality than what you are when you're in this awakened consciousness state, where the reality that you're experiencing is occurring within the limitations of this veil that you put in place. This veil that is most certainly the strongest when you are in your awakened consciousness state. And in that state, with that strength in place, the veil basically limits your capacity to understand not only who and what you are, but the methods that you utilize to create this reality. You use to create this reality. It's not some other entity. It's not something that just occurs through fate. It's your creation and a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And so in this new age and new energy, perhaps as never before in your so-called past history, what you believe, what you hold as a forward thought, if you wish, in your conscious state, becomes more important than ever before in terms of your creating a reality that you desire. Once again, if you hold a positive thought, you influence all of the entities that are around you. Absolutely. If you hold a negative thought, the same thing occurs. And you don't have to be expressing some joyful mood for someone to experience that positive energy. Or, if you wish, conversely, you don't have to be in a very, what you would call, bad frame of mind or mood in order for others to experience the negativity. What you experience, what you feel, what you believe is shared among those that you interact with on an individual basis and indeed throughout your society. You see, you will believe that in your awakened consciousness state that your thoughts are yours. That your thoughts exist within your own mental capacity, if you wish. It's not so. Your thoughts affect those that are around you. And those that are around you indeed have an effect upon your mental capacity, your conscious thoughts. It's all there. There's no such thing as someone who can be quite proficient at mental telepathy in another person who can't have that capacity or understanding. It's all there. It all comes into your being. It all interacts at levels of consciousness that you're not aware of in your awakened consciousness state. And yet it affects your awakened consciousness state. Each of you have experienced many times being in the presence of someone who has this, what you refer to as a magnetic type of personality, a positive, very desirable personality that seems to permeate all of those that are around them. Well, we're suggesting that each of you have that effect on other individuals. Some just seems to be more noticeable, particularly those that are at what you might refer to as the extreme ends of various types of personalities or feelings. Those that are extremely positive and those that are extremely negative that you view as positive and negative in your awakened consciousness state seem to have that capacity to have the most effect on individuals. However, we're suggesting that each of you has that effect on the others that you are existing within a certain particularly societal environment. Those that you interact with on the day-to-day. Those individuals are aware at some level of their consciousness of what you are experiencing in terms of your beliefs and belief systems, your attitudes, your thoughts and feelings. And it influences their reality as their thoughts and feelings and beliefs influence your reality and combined, they influence the reality you experience once again in this new age and new energy in a manner that's been very difficult to achieve in your so-called past. When you alter your consciousness, and when you enter into a metastatic state, you have the capacity to have an even greater influence upon your reality, upon what it is that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state. In a meditative state, where you alter your consciousness, but you maintain awareness, this conscious state of mind is aware of what's occurring, and that you are communicating with, if you wish, a different part of your consciousness, a deeper part of your consciousness, if you wish, an altered part of your consciousness. What some like to refer to as your subconsciousness. And so you in your awakened consciousness state are aware of this interaction. Not only are you aware of it, but with practice you have the capacity to influence it, manipulate it, and to bring back into your awakened consciousness state an absolute and complete memory of the interactions that you were experiencing in that altered state of consciousness. Meditation can be an absolutely fantastic tool for you to have this greater influence in your conscious state over the reality that you experience. And so we continue, as we do in each and every time that we interact with you, to encourage you to alter your consciousness, to enter into that meditative state. And in that meditative state, you begin to retain a conscious memory of what it was that you experienced. And you begin to have the capacity with that retention of your consciousness in your older state of consciousness to manipulate what it is that you desire to experience in your day-to-day activities and experiences in your awakened consciousness state. Meditation is a very powerful tool in this conscious creation process. We're not suggesting that it's the only tool, and we're not suggesting even that it's necessary. We're simply suggesting that it's valuable, that it can be of a great assistance to you in coming in contact with that spark of consciousness that you are, and of understanding how your thoughts and feelings, how your beliefs and attitudes, how your choices and decisions influence this reality that you experience in a net altered state of consciousness. You can once again have that capacity to come in touch with who and what you truly are, to get a glimpse of that absolute unconditional love from which you create this reality, and to bring back into your awakened consciousness that the understanding that you create this reality from a position of absolute and unconditional love, and to consequently enhance this capacity to love yourself consciously. Loving yourself consciously is a key in creating the reality that you desire. Loving yourself consciously gives you the expectation that it's possible for you to create that which you desire. It's very difficult to put in place a bunch of desires. We'd like to experience this and we'd like to have this, but we really don't feel that we're worthy. We really don't feel or believe that it's possible for us to accomplish that. We really don't like who we are consciously. We really don't love ourselves consciously. And consequently, it's very difficult to have that expectation that's so necessary for you to put in place and to create, to experience that which you desire. Desire, a necessary element in the creation process. Imagination that you utilize in your altered state of consciousness, in your meditative state. A fantastic tool to create that which you desire. You're telling your subconsciousness, This is what we expect. You're telling your subconsciousness, I want to experience this. You're telling your subconsciousness exactly what it is that you wish to experience through the utilization of your imagination. It's not like you sit there and say, you just, well, I would really like to experience some type of employment, for example, that is very beneficial and that I enjoy. But your spark of consciousness looks at that and says, well, let's create an employment that they might enjoy, that would make them happy. And so you may end up with an employment that makes you happy, but doesn't give you all of the things that you desire to experience through that employment. And so you use your imagination. What is it that you desire in this employment? Do you wish to have an employment where you work a set number of hours, or perhaps you wish to have an employment that allows you to set your own hours? You wish to create a certain amount of income from this employment, or is that not important? All of those little technicalities you utilize in your imagination, so that that stock of consciousness that you are brings it into your reality to indeed validate that which you desire based upon your imagination and as well on your expectation. And as we have suggested many times, expectation can be one of the most difficult aspects of this creation process, because expectation occurs when you like who you are. Expectation occurs when you love yourself consciously, because then you begin to believe that it's possible to achieve it. Not only do you believe that it's possible to achieve it, but you believe that you're worthy of achieving it. And you then consequently hold the expectation. And so when you put all of that together in this new age and new energy, and you put that forward thinking in your conscious state, the chances of you creating it are greatly enhanced. Not only are they greatly enhanced, the chances of you creating it, but once again, you influence those that surround you. You influence those that you interact with, that assist in the creation of this reality. It's so difficult to give an explanation of how it truly is that you are an individual who is creating this reality, and yet you are one. That it's an illusion that's simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and yet you are one. This entire universe is a figment of your imagination. It's what you expect to experience. And so you create it. And you are individuals that create it, and yet you are one. You are all connected, and yet you are individuals. It's a very, very difficult concept to grasp. When you attempt to use terminology to give an explanation, it always falls short. For example, we would say that you are a piece of the One. Well, you're not really a piece, you are the One. And yet you are an individual. You are each separate, and yet you are one. You are each whole, and yet you are part of the whole. You are all that is, and yet you are nothing. It defies an explanation, this oneness that you are, this oneness that, when you put into perspective, allows you to comprehend that this reality is an illusion, and consequently is an illusion. You exist in each and every atom of the entire illusion, and the illusion is simply manipulated by your thoughts and feelings, by your choices and decisions, by your beliefs and attitudes, by what it is that you desire, what it is that you imagine you are going to experience, and what you expect to bring into the reality. All of it functions on those simple principles. And so what you hold as a thought and a feeling influences those that surround you and influences the reality that you experience. So much of it you believe in your awakened consciousness state to be a negative reality. And yet we would suggest that at the spark of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. And at some point, you cannot fail to grasp that understanding. This is a no-fail type of creation process that you were involved in. At times in your awakened consciousness state, it may seem like it's completely beyond your control, and you may ask yourself, why would I ever choose to experience this reality? You choose to experience it because some level of your consciousness, you have held the desire to experience the feelings and emotions that exist within that particular reality, within that particular creation. And it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you judge whether it's right or wrong. And at some point, once again, you will come to understand that it's all a validation of your belief systems, and you will rejoice in the creation process. It's such a simple concept. The reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality that's simply a validation of your beliefs and belief system. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is up for grabs, if you wish. All the rest is in your capacity to change. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. You're all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. You cannot die. You simply alter your consciousness. It's a difficult concept to grasp. And yet, it's an absolute. You believe in time and space. You believe that you go through various incarnational periods, one after the other after the other. And yet that's an illusion as well. You exist in the now. It's only in your awakened consciousness state that you have this concept that there's time and space. And you go through all types of evolutionary processes to prove that time and space exist. You are born and you go through your various childhood and adolescence and into your adulthood, and eventually you die. It validates that time and space are real. The irony of it is that the spark of consciousness that you are, when you will enter into a particular incarnational period, is a spark of consciousness that is experiencing all of the levels of this particular creation process, all of the particular age factors, if you wish, of a particular incarnational period, not only the one that you were involved in, but all of the other incarnational periods that you exist in. That seemingly innocent child is only innocent in terms of what it is that they understand in a particular incarnational period, but the level of consciousness from which they create that reality, they are all that is. Many of them enter into your so-called present incarnational period, bringing with them, particularly in this new age and new energy, the understanding that they create the reality, and they bring with them, and tap into, if you wish, other particular talents that they have experienced as a validation of beliefs and belief systems in other incarnational periods, and they bring that into this incarnational period. And it's not like it's something that's occurred in the past. It's more like they interact directly across this veil, this veil that you put in place that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And it's like a bleed through, if you wish, from one incarnation to another. So they instantly have access. And you look upon it as something that seemingly defies an explanation. How can an individual, as a child, have the capacity to understand various elements that are only achieved, presumably, through a lifetime of practicing or understanding or studying? It is, they bring it with them. And then once again, it's not like it's something that's occurred in your past or in your future, but occurs in the now. And you're tapping into and understanding more of who and what you truly are. And you bring with you that understanding that it's possible. It's possible to have what it is that you desire. You can have it. You have but to believe. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And in this particular era, if you wish to refer to a time period, many of your so-called New Agers, those that spend huge amounts of time trying to understand the process, refer to these so-called New Age children as indigo children. It's important to understand that those indigo children are absolutely no different than any other entity that exists within your entire vibrational level, not only in this incarnational period, but in all of the incarnational periods that exist throughout this entire vibrational level. You are all that is, no more and no less than any other individual existing not only in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation. And these so-called indigo children are absolutely no different than what each of you are. They simply hold within their consciousness an understanding of what it is that's possible for them to achieve. And they own it. They own it. They don't doubt whether it's possible. They own it. They know. They believe that they can achieve it. We have suggested that your next generation, the children of the indigo children, will be what we refer to as the peacemaker. The children of the indigo children who will not only know that it's possible for them to own a particular belief or belief system, but will understand that they are one, and that they create that reality that they experience from a position of absolute unconditional love. And as a result of that understanding in your awakened consciousness, that we have referred to them as the peacemakers, the ones who will understand that each of you are all that is, that each of you create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. Each of you cannot fail to come to that understanding. And when that becomes a belief system that you own in your awakened consciousness state, and influences all of the others in your awakened consciousness state, then you shall achieve that which so many desire, a peaceful existence where you control the environment and the world in which you exist in. You are all that is. You correct your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. Well now, once again it has been a very enjoyable interaction with the extra viewers, and we would like to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity, and we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the extra viewers. And so, we would leave the extra viewers with love and with peace.